In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The second week of the month of Kiak, the reading is about the Annunciation that was carried by Archangel Gabriel to Saint Mary about the birth of the Savior. And we hear the Archangel Gabriel says to her, "Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." And sometimes the people from other religion, they accuse us of making the Lord Jesus Christ to be God. This is the myth that is the Christians made. It's a story that they faked, and they say that Jesus never said about himself that I am God. Why you make him divine? Actually, if you look carefully at the scripture, we have many, many evidences behind, actually beyond numbers, about the divinity of the Lord Christ. Let us go and review some of them, only maybe today limited to his sayings. There are many prophecies, many things he did, many things that he gave us a symbol that he is the one who was incarnate and came to our earth. From his saying, we can see many, many evidence about the divinity of this one who is to be born from the Virgin Mary. Even the Annunciation itself carried his name, being the Holy One. There is no one Holy One except God only. We hear this in the book of Revelation. "Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy." You alone are holy. There is difference between holy and the Holy One. بالعربي القدوس هو ربنا بس. Holy بمعنى قدوس, the Holy One هو ربنا بس. ممكن يتقال على جماعة القديسين saints أو holy بمعنى مقدسين أو قديسين, حد تاني قدس. The Holy One is only God. So even in the Annunciation, it was carried to us that this one who is going to come is not just a regular person, is not a saint, is not a prophet. He is the Holy One. Knowing that God is the only Holy One, this gave us an indication about the divinity of the Lord Jesus. Again, he said about himself that I came from heaven. No other prophet or teacher said to us that I came from heaven. We all know that. Who came from heaven? The Lord said, "No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven." So he says about himself that I came from heaven, and also I am in heaven. How any person would be? He came from heaven, which is by itself something very unique to him, and meanwhile he is still in heaven. How can he be in two places at the same time? Here also something about his divinity. This is not a regular person. This is not just a man, a prophet. Also he said about himself when speaking about the importance of partaking of his body and his blood, that I am the living bread which came down from heaven. All other prophets, maybe they can say that God spoke to us from heaven. The angels came to us. A vision was revealed to us from heaven. But no one ever would dare to say that I came from heaven. Never said before, will never be said again. Another evidence also, when the Lord said that he is present in all places at all times, he promised us and his disciples saying, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Who can say this except the omnipresent one? Imagine this, we are here today, we believe that the Lord Christ is among us. He is also in another church away from us hundreds and thousands of miles. And he is present at all times, in every place. Who can be this person? No one would ever say something like this, make such a promise. Wherever you are, if you are in my name, I will be among you. Another evidence that this man who is speaking is not just a regular prophet or a good teacher. Another evidence also said by him that he is equal with the Father. He said that all things that the Father has are mine. All things that God has is mine. This is not somebody who is speaking about himself being the favored one by God, but only he is the one who is God himself. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. He has his will. He can say to whoever to rise from the dead, and he will rise. He said also, and all mine are yours, speaking to the Father. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. This is a speech between equals. It's not speaking to God, addressing him as someone who is different than him or has something more than what he has. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine. Another evidence also from his saying that he is the everlasting one and he reigns forever. The angel, when he carried the Annunciation to Saint Mary, he said to her, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. A man who is going to be born and his reign will be forever, his kingdom have no end. The Lord spoke the same meaning when he said to the Father, and now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was. So he has a glory that he has in him before the world was. He emptied himself from glory when he appeared to us. He appeared to us like a regular person, like a slave like us. He was not shown in glory when he appeared to us on earth. That is why he said that my Father is greater than I. Greater here doesn't withdraw on the divinity, but it withdraw only on the glory. Yes, he doesn't look like a man of any honor or glory, but meanwhile, he has a glory that was before the world was, and he will also be will be restored to him. He said very clearly in the book of Revelation, I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Whoever would say that I am the first and the last, I am the beginning and the end, I am the Alpha and the Omega, except God himself. He was not just a regular man. No man, no teacher would say something like this about himself. Also, he said about himself that he will judge the world. He will judge the world. We hear in the book of Ecclesiastes that God is the judge. No one except him. We hear King Solomon says, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. So it was declared, God is the judge. No doubt in the mind of anyone that God will bring every man into judgment. Now we hear the Lord saying, for the Father judges no one. The Father judges no one, but he has committed all judgment to the Son. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. So now, the Lord Christ says that the Father is not going to judge. He gave all the authority to the Son. God doesn't give authority to someone to do his work. God, for example, cannot make anyone to be a creator on his behalf, to be a judge on his behalf. This is something that from God, he is not going to give it to anyone. It is in him. He is the Son who is going to execute justice and judgment also when he comes in his second coming. The Lord Christ also, in his time here on earth, he forgave sins. We hear in the prophecy of Micah in the Old Testament, who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? Who is like you, O God? This is something from your authority. You are the one who can forgive sins. Hear this, even the scribes and the Pharisees also stumbled when they heard him saying to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven. So we hear this in the Gospel of St. Mark. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? They knew no one can forgive sin except God alone. but they didn't want to believe that he is the Holy One who appeared to us in the flesh. At last, another evidence about him being the Savior. The Lord God said in the prophecy of Hosea in the Old Testament, "Yet I am the Lord your God ever since the land of Egypt, and you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me." God says to us, no Savior beside me. No one. He's not going to give this function to somebody else to do it. He's not going to delegate to somebody to be a Savior on his behalf. The Lord Christ speaks the same and said, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." The world through him, through the Son of Man who came to us, might be saved. All of these sayings, he said in a very clear way that he is God. He is the one who came to save our race. It would look actually and sound very funny when somebody come and say, "You know, guys, I'm God." Who would believe something like this? But he said everything else. He made everything. Everything pointed to him being the one who came in order to redeem our kind. C.S. Lewis says about Lord Christ, "You cannot take this man as a regular person. He is either a blasphemer or a man who lost his mind to speak like this, or he is God who appeared in the flesh. You cannot take him anything in the middle. You cannot consider him a teacher, a prophet. What he has said doesn't make to fit in this category. You either want to think of him as a blasphemer, a man who lost his mind, or a man who is God appeared to us in the flesh." Our faith is based on this foundation, that the Lord Christ is God who appeared to us in the flesh. Any hesitation on that would make us actually not Christians. Any sayings, any denomination that call upon the Lord Christ to be anything less than God himself cannot be called themselves Christians. It is upon this faith we believe, and upon it also we lay our hope. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.